Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're spending the whole show tonight with a remarkable man, a remarkable leader, Bob Maxson, president of Long Beach State, retiring after 11 very eventful years. And Bob, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Art. It's good to be here.
How do you feel after 11 years of nurturing and growing Long Beach State to finally be leaving?
Well, Sylvia and I saved the best for last. I mean, this is such a wonderful place for us to end our long professional careers before we start new adventures, and this was the perfect place. We'll leave in January, and this has just been the perfect assignment.
Well, you have transformed the campus, and as many of our regular viewers know, I teach at Long Beach State in the College of Business. And I just personally want to take a host prerogative to thank you for all you've done on behalf of the students, faculty, staff, and the community.
Well, I appreciate that. You're one of our finest professors, and coming from you, and I accept that as a compliment. I do appreciate it very much.
Tell me some of the things, Bob, that you look back on your 11 years that you find most gratifying.
Well, there's so many things, and every day, every year has been so special. But probably some of the signature programs, no question the Preston Scholars Program sort of academically enhanced us, put us on a different academic map nationally. In the last 2 years, we've been ranked in the top three best public universities in the West in our category, those universities in our category. There's 64 of them, and for the last 2 years, we've been ranked the top three among those 64. And there's no question, among a lot of other things, the Preston Scholars Program has helped us get those lofty rankings. And then this year, for the first time, Princeton Review ranked us as a best in the West university. Your own business college, the MBA program, broke into the national rankings, and the undergraduate engineering program has been ranked in the top 50 in the nation. So we've had a lot of academic honors, and I'm proud of a lot of things. The sports programs, the buildings we've built and so on, national championships that we've won at Long Beach State, like in women's volleyball. But at the end of the day, you have to measure the success of the university on how well it does academically. What kind of education do you offer to those young men and women who go to school there? I mean, their parents place a lot of confidence in you, and I think parents expect you to do two things. Keep their children safe and make sure they get a good education. And I think we've done a pretty good job at both of those.
I think you have. And one other thing which, of course, has transformed the campus is Beach Pride. Bob ends every speech, no matter what the occasion, with Go Beach. And the kids have bought into it. You see kids wearing beach hats, beach sweatshirts. And a couple of weeks ago, there was the most remarkable Friday, a kind of farewell tribute to Bob Maxson. On a Friday afternoon, when no one is on campus, trust me, there were thousands of kids there for a rally to say goodbye to Bob and Sylvia. And through the courtesy of Advanced Media Productions, let's take a look.
That sincerity, that genuinity about you is amazing and something that we all look up to and cherish. I need you to know that you have enriched my life in ways you'll never know, as well as all the other students that are not only around you here today, but the legacy that stands before you right here. We love you very much, and from the bottom of our heart, we want you to know that your footsteps will always be cherished here at the beach.
Making the turn, saying hello to the many students that have come out. Robert C. Maxson and Dr. Sylvia Maxson. President Robert C. Maxson. Being escorted to his seat.
What an afternoon, Bob.
Nice afternoon. You know, I used the words there that people were so kind and so sweet to us, and they have been for almost 12 years. And, you know, what can you ask for? At the end of the day in life, whether it's your personal life or professional life, it's kindness and this kindness that counts.
Well, you can't buy that. You have to earn it, and God knows you've earned it, because those thousands of students don't just like you, they love you.
Well, it's mutual. I love the students.
Well, and as I've mentioned before, we have 35,000 students on our campus, and I swear to God, he knows the first names of half of them, and I've seen him walk across campus. Hello, Harry. Hello, Phyllis. And it's remarkable. I don't know how you do it, but the bonding is so important. And as you've said before in other lectures and all, leadership comes from inspiration and vision. It's not giving orders.
Right. And, you know, of course they're students, but Sylvia and I can't help but look at them as our children. They're like our children to us, and you remember your children's names, and we try to treat them that way. When they have problems and they need help, they all prayed up to my office, and I treat them just like I would treat my own children.
Well, we'll be continuing with this remarkable conversation after we pause for these messages.
hands to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.
Strong winds and sunlight. The Earth's heat surfacing is steam. Abundant sources of clean energy to help meet our state's growing need for electricity. Southern California Edison leads the nation in the use of renewable energy, enough to supply more than 2 million homes. And since clean energy is something we believe in, we'll keep working to bring the benefits of nature's power plants directly to you. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
When I was a boy growing up in Italy, I had a dream to own my own store. I came to the United States, and I worked hard as a tailor.
Hi, I'm Umberto. I've been in Long Beach since 1960, carrying the finest quality men's clothing.
Italy's a long way away, but styles are just around the corner. Umberto, 2141 Bellflower, Long Beach.
Does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Wow! This food is really groovy.
Yeah!
Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through university college and extension services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
Continuing this sadly farewell interview with our beloved Bob Maxson, I remember, Bob, when you came 11 years ago and when you interviewed for the job, and I went to that in the Japanese Garden, you talked about how important it was that the university be integrated into the life of the community, and that if you were picked and if your tenure was to be successful, you wouldn't know where the university ended and the city began. And you really have brought the two so close together. Speak to that.
Well, you have a good memory. Those are the exact words I said, that if I do my job right, you won't know where the university stops and the city starts and vice versa. I think if you look anywhere in America, there's no great city that doesn't have an outstanding university in it. I can't think of one great city in America that does not have a very good university in it. The university is the intellectual base for the city. It provides the intellectual products for the city. Now, obviously, our city is our communities are broad, but the city of Long Beach is where the university is, and we work very hard to establish good relations with city government, the different departments, and I must say, Art, I've never called any office in the city and asked for help that I didn't get help. We need it on traffic sometimes. Maybe we need a light changed, or maybe there's something to do with drainage channels going through the campus. So we depend on the city a lot, and it's just been a wonderful relationship.
And, of course, the city has been blessed with a great leader for almost the same period as you've been president, Beverly O'Neill.
I think we started probably even the same month, maybe June 1994. Beverly was elected, and I think that's when she started her term, and it's been a good partnership.
Our guest, Bob Maxson, has been elected by the students of the whole system as president of the year 4 years in a row. It became so embarrassing that finally they had to retire, and they named the trophy after him so other presidents would have a chance to win it. And of course, Beverly O'Neill is the nation's mayor, is president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. So we have two incredible leaders, and we want to go back to that wonderful afternoon at the Pyramid, and the mayor was there, as were so many distinguished speakers. Let's take a look as this remarkable Friday afternoon tribute to Bob Maxson and Sylvia Maxson continued.
Bob has been a lion of a president, at the beach. Bob is the kind of president that every university and every community wishes they had. I have known more than one university leader who has said to me, I want to be Bob Maxson. I want to be a president just like Bob Maxson. Bob is the kind of person who knows how to relate to faculty, how to relate to staff, how to relate to community members, and most importantly of all, how to relate to students.
I think with Bob Maxson, we are here at a very momentous time, but we're not really saying goodbye, because Bob, of all the people that I think that I've met, has such a lasting quality. As one of the students said, you're always going to be part of my life. And I think all of us in this room for 12 years have had a chance to see a person that's very significant to all of us, to our lives, to probably the best people person that I've met, the person that likes you whether he knows you. And so for that, Bob, and for the city and from the city, go Beach. Thanks.
12 years ago, CSULB was completely a commuter school, but not anymore. Thanks to the Southern hospitality of President Maxson and Sylvia have instilled, this campus is now a place that many students can call home. It amazes me that there are nearly 35,000 students at the beach, and each and every one of them knows who you are. Whether it be from a high five on Friendship Walk, a student in his leadership course, or cheering next to him in a game at this very place, the Pyramid, everybody has experienced your charm.
Folks, I think you get the picture from everyone about the incredible special qualities of our guests. And the campus newspaper, the 49er, never publishes on Friday, but they came out with a special edition filled with ads and articles. Thank you, Bob, from every conceivable part of the campus, colleges, organizations, and this is a lasting memento. And even this, guests at the Pyramid got a bottle of water with Bob and Sylvia on the front. So let's drink a symbolic toast to you and your wife.
Thank you, Art. It was a touching day, and Sylvia and I appreciated it so much. And it was a humbling day, and as I say, a nice way to end lengthy professional careers.
Now, you must feel a tinge of sadness as you leave, as you call all your children.
I'll miss university life. I'll be around. I'll always be around universities. We'll split time between Long Beach, and we have a home in the San Juan Islands that we both dearly love. But I'll always hang out around universities. But I'll miss university life. I've been a university president for 26 years, and I was a professor before that, a dean, and a basketball coach. I was a basketball coach in high school earlier. So I miss the relationship and the constant relationship with students. But I must tell you that this is a decision that we've made, and there's some other things we want to do. There are just some other things that Sylvia and I would like to do that we've either never had the time or taken the time to do.
Well, you certainly deserve to do whatever you want. But just for the record, as many of our viewers know, the chancellor has asked Bob to stay on as a consultant for 2 years to mentor other presidents at other campuses. So we will not be losing your services.
That's correct.
Well, we'll continue with this remarkable conversation with this wonderful leader, but first we have to take a pause for these messages.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
Thank you.
care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have 3 convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to physically fit.
I would definitely recommend physically fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
We're continuing this farewell interview with Bob Maxson, president of Long Beach State, from 1994 until the end of this year, 2005. And Bob, leadership is so important. I've studied it. I've gone through leadership in Long Beach. You've been a remarkable leader. Tell our viewers, in essence, what you think of as the essence of leadership.
Well, I think the most great leader, or I'm not a great leader, but most leaders have a lot of different qualities. But probably the single most important quality of leaders, personal integrity. If people don't trust you, they won't follow you. You can't know enough about anything. You can't know enough stuff. If people don't trust you, they won't follow you. So I think probably the single most characteristic, single most important characteristic of any leader is personal integrity.
And we stress that at the university. We now have a university-wide honor system.
And you have stressed this. You were using the honor code. In fact, there may be many professors using it, but you were the first professor that I heard of out of over 2,000 professors at the university that had an honor code for your students, and that's based on the concept of personal integrity.
Yeah. Let's talk for a moment about the future, Bob, because the university and the trustees have selected a new leader, and there was a nationwide search, and F. King Alexander has been named by the trustees to be the next president of California State University Long Beach. I know you've had occasion to meet him. Speak to our audience about Mr. Alexander.
Well, actually, I've had a chance to talk to him a lot since he was selected as president. First place, the university had some wonderful candidates. The search committee did a good job. Trustee Bobby Foster chaired that search committee and brought, I thought, 4 able candidates to the campus as the finalist. Dr. Alexander was selected. He's the president of Murray State. He's young, he's 42 years old, and I think the good news about that, he has the potential to stay for several years, which is good for the continuity of the university. But he's a perfect fit. He's an outstanding person. I think he'll bring so many strengths, but I think he'll bring a lot of strengths in fundraising and a lot of political savvy. He's worked a lot in government in national, state and national politics. I just think he was an outstanding choice. He'll be a perfect fit for the campus, and I promise you the Long Beach community will love this man. He's very outgoing, he's engaging, he's got a young family, and just a nice person, and I think he's going to be an outstanding president.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that, and when he takes over next January, we all look forward to meeting him, and of course you'll be mentoring him and others.
And knowing you, you'll have him on Straight Talk about 8 minutes after he gets to town.
Well, we'll give him a chance to get his feet wet, but we very much would want him to be our guest early. And, you know, I feel quite emotional now as we come to the end of this interview and you come to the end of your tenure and just your personal thoughts.
Well, the first formal interview that I did when I came to Long Beach was on your show. I'd only been here days, and I was on your show, and so I've known you since the day I walked on campus, and that's been a wonderful friendship through the years, a wonderful relationship, and I just want to say publicly, you are one of the finest professors, and you talk about my relationship with students. You enjoy that same relationship with your students, and how many youngsters have you helped get into law school and graduate school? Not many people know that dozens and dozens and dozens. This has just been a wonderful time in our lives for Sylvia and me. It's been a wonderful professional time, but more importantly, it's been a wonderful personal time. We have two children we have a son, Todd, who's a doctor in Dallas, and our daughter's a lawyer over in Las Vegas. We got five grandchildren, and We just sort of watch our family grow as the university grew, and I think as Sylvia and I grew personally. So it's been the best times of our lives, and it's the right place, and I think the right time to end our professional careers.
Well, you have made the campus a happy place as well as a successful place, and I've come to realize the importance in leaders of them being comfortable with themselves, happy with themselves, positive energy, because that radiates out and people respond to it. So you've brought joy to the campus as well as academic success and athletic success and financial success and everything else. You've just made it a happy place.
One of our student body presidents about 2 years ago was giving a speech. A large group gathered on campus, outsiders that had come to campus. And he said that if Disneyland is the happiest place in the world, Long Beach State is the second happiest place in the world. We have students who genuinely enjoy going to school there. The morale among our students is absolutely excellent.
Well, as we come to the close of the interview, Bob, again, thank you for all you've done for all of us. And I think in this particular setting, there's only one appropriate way to say goodbye to you, and that is happy trails.
Yeah, and go Beach.
And go Beach. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Art.
Thank you for joining us. Join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet.
Yeah.